Go ahead and kick off our post-qualifying press conference. We've now been joined by our Busch Light poll winner, which is Tyler Reddick. Tyler, congratulations on that run. Obviously, your team continues to perform week in and week out. Just talk a little bit about coming here to Darlington and obviously that fast lap there that you were able to put down here in qualifying.
Yeah, you know, I feel like the topic, the conversation kind of caught wind, if you will, you know, 2 weeks ago or so, you know, how tricky it was going to be coming into here with less downforce and more power. And yeah, just it was super important to have good work back at airspeed on the simulator for what adjustments we needed to make for that. And I think we all were just a little, I don't know, honestly uncertain what it was going to look like in practice. And yeah, for us to, I don't know, we kind of caught the back of the field. They took a long time getting going. So when we were passing cars on one lap older tires, getting going there in practice, I knew we had to be pretty good. So yeah, it just seems like the handling really stays with our Xfinity Toyota Camry. And I knew qualifying was going to be really tough. And a lot of drivers were having trouble finding that edge, that limit in turn one, and nailed that pretty good. Felt really good about the lap going down the back straightaway. And I truly think I just kind of underdid it through the center of 3 and 4 and just felt like I had to get on the gas and get off the corner. And yeah, basically just ran it right in the wall. So looks like we're all good on the damage, but yeah, to be able to have that kind of a speed in practice and again in qualifying was awesome to see. That's what we wanted to come in here and do. We're typically pretty good on Saturdays here, and it really makes our Sundays a lot easier.
All right, we'll go to questions now. If you have one, raise your hand. We'll work to get a mic to you, and I'll start in the back with Trent.
Trenton Warsham with FrenchTouch.com. Tyler, you were out there, you know, practice qualifying and with this tire talk and everything. Was there enough of a sample size for you and your team to look at to project what may happen tomorrow with it, or is it still too early to tell?
A little early to tell. I don't know. It kind of seemed like there was a little bit less fall off than what we thought there was going to be. So I think, yeah. You know, obviously, I get done here, we'll kind of discuss that and kind of talk about what we want to do directionally with our race car going into the race tomorrow. But it does feel like it was not quite the amount of fall off we thought it would be.
All right, we're going to go to Claire and then Matt.
Claire Relang, Dial-In Journal. How much do you think being on the pole, which is always a benefit, particularly with what we're facing this weekend, is going to help you?
Yeah, sign me up every time. Yeah, when we can qualify like this at a place like Darlington, I've been able to do it a few times over the years here where I kind of just, you know, get through the start, get up front, kind of set sail, have fun, learn, explore, and then just dread catching the back of the field. but yeah, it in the past, you know, I think it was 2024, we did this in a similar fashion here, and we led a lot of laps, scored a lot of stage points, and that's what we need to do. So in my experience, being able to start up front, if we can get off turn four that first lap in the lead, we should be in really good shape to start.
And what about your chaos meter? What do you think on Sunday?
It's in the hands of us, the drivers. Yeah, it just with less overall grip and downforce in these cars, it's easier to make mistakes. I made one myself off of 4 on my qualifying lap, so... Yeah, you saw it in qualifying through 1 and 2 as well from others, but it is certainly harder to hit, harder to get right. Just, I think some of it is just muscle memory for a lot of us. We've ran similar downforce levels at this track for a number of years, and you just have to kind of relearn where the new marks are going to be.
All right, Matt.
Jeff.
Like that?
Yeah. Yeah,
I've had fun with this one. Matt Weaver, Motorsport.com. When I think back to the first year of this next gen car at Darlington, I think of you know, Eric and Denny. I thought Denny was faster, and Eric could kind of just move his car wherever he needed to hold Denny off. And
as you remember, who was right behind him?
I do not.
It was me.
Okay,
I was trying to get back ahead of him.
But I'm glad because you can actually provide better context for this. As they've taken more grip away through the tire, it seems like that kind of racing is less and less prominent. I mean, guys are still trying to short pit and try to get track position that way. I'm curious, just purely from a mechanical execution standpoint, when they take this much grip away and the tire falls off this much, how does that change the track position, we can't pass kind of narrative when it comes to racing on Sunday?
I think in practice here, it's really hard to get a good read on it because, you know, half the cars on the track, everyone's, they're just more clean air out there. And, you know, I was able to run Brad down and got within like three car lengths and kind of just couldn't, like, ran him down and couldn't do anything with him in practice. But we were basically running the same line. And so I think once you get more cars out there, there's just less good air out there. And at some point, everyone's going to kind of experience it. Yeah, on the restarts, getting spread out. After a restart, a lot of cars are in that. So I do think, yeah, the strategy piece is going to be really important. I think in some ways, based off of practice, like in moments throughout the race, like it could spread out a little bit more. But then when guys' stuff hit that light switch and go loose or go really tight, that's when you'll see guys really start to charge through the field or fall through the field. So I do feel like with the potential of the wear that we thought coming into it and where it was today, that, yeah, the team that can really nail down what the fall-off is going to be in the race versus practice, I think is going to have a leg up on the rest of the field, whoever can kind of figure out what that sweet spot's going to be, when to pit, is it time to stay out and go longer, that sort of thing.
All right. Any additional questions for Tyler? All right. We'll go to Bob.
Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. Can you do 26, 29 laps that you need with the current tire allotment you have? And do you think, like, if you have to, you could go 40 or 50 laps?
I did 42 in practice, Bob. I'm good to go. They tried to pit me around 30. I said, nah, I'm going to keep going. I'm gonna go till it cords or I hit something hard. And I almost hit something hard about lap 30. But, yeah, we made it 42 laps, and I was hanging on for dear life. But I can go 40 in practice. I think we're good, yeah. Are you worried?
I'm only worried if you're worried.
I'm not worried right now. I feel pretty good about it. Are they trying to get us more tires? Some guys trying to get us more tires?
Before the weekend started, yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, like if we have cautions at the wrong time, we're going to run out of tires for sure. I mean, just the amount that we have, right? It'll kind of be like the Xfinity racing, right? If we kind of have two or three cautions quick back to back, it's going to put you in that spot, right? We're going to have to think about staying out or pitting, and that'll really flip the field up for sure. No. Well, unless you're on the wrong end of it. Yeah.
All right. We'll wrap with Trent here in the middle.
One more for you, Tyler. You mentioned, and I believe your response to Matt about being
Jeff. You mean Jeff? I gotcha.
About it being in your hands again and everything. Do you like that? Do you like that this race could be back in the driver's hands and versus, you know, how the racing has been?
I mean, it always has been, in my opinion. Yes, like, you know, you can kind of early in runs get stuck behind somebody, but how you run the race, how you run, you know, how you take care of your tires, it's totally in the driver's hands. I feel like no matter what kind of aero we have or don't have when we come to a place like this, just with how challenging it is to run the two corners and, yeah, just managing your stuff, I feel like it's always kind of been in the hands of the drivers. Well, I do think we'll kind of take a step up, but it always is really important here.
All right. Any final questions? All right, Tyler, congratulations again.
Thanks.